Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So last night was actually a good night in Philadelphia for all the hubbub that's been going on. I'm trying to find nice ways
hubbub.
But, yeah. Because they're saying that, you know, it was really kind of quiet compared to, well, ever since Saturday when there's been a lot of looting and fires and things like that.
And I can definitely really vouch for that because it was, at least for me, the last, last three nights or something, the helicopters have been keeping me up at night because they're just up there 24 hours a day, you know, keeping an eye on things. So last night was the first night I didn't hear any helicopters, maybe only like one or two sirens, but really where I live, you hear one or two sirens every night anyway.
Sure, it's not right, because you're right in the city.
Yeah, so it wasn't that big of a deal. The only thing that made last night odd, and, you know, because I'm old and I drink a lot during the day, I go to bed early, so I was in bed at like 8.
Okay.
And at 10 o'clock, I woke up because I heard some, like, bombs going off. It sounded like a couple explosions, and a few hours later, a couple more explosions
going
off.
So, I live near a quarry, so when I hear those sounds, I just assume that it's the quarry. But you live in a city, so there are no quarries in West Philadelphia.
No.
So, like, what do you attribute this to? Because I heard what it could be, and it fascinates me.
Yeah, I had no idea, and then producer Donnie comes in, and he says, is 29th and Girard by you? I said, yeah, it's a couple blocks away. He's like, oh, they blew up an ATM machine last night. I'm like, well, that would explain what the booms were.
And it's happening a lot. And they're saying that young people, that's what's happening. Like, so they've gone from looting the stores. I guess they got all the merchandise that they wanted. Mm-hmm. And now they're just blowing up the ATMs. I mean, somebody even had their hand blown off the other night from trying to do that. But, like, who does that? Like, where do you get a bomb to blow up an ATM machine.
I think it does say something good about you and I that we wouldn't even know where to begin to do something like that.
Do you just, I mean, you could look anything up on the internet, which I get, but you've got to be nervous that that's going to spark some sort of flag somewhere. Like if you type in how to make a bomb,
right?
Or
3 minutes later,
TNT.
Someone's knocking on your door.
Yeah. And then, so I'm just thinking like, and they're, you know, they're saying like, I keep hearing these reports referring to them as like kids and like young adults and stuff that are doing this. Mm-hmm. And I just think, gosh, if you're innovative enough to be able to create something that's going to break open this, like if you just used that brain power for something positive.
Could you imagine?
It would be glorious.
COVID-19 would be gone. You would have discovered a cure by now.
You wouldn't have to steal stuff then.
No.
You know, you would just have, you would earn lots of money.
Yeah. We'd all have jetpacks and x-ray vision,
right?
All sorts of fun stuff.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
So we need to harness that energy. That's what I want you to do today. Next time you see someone trying to blow up an ATM, just be like, hey, you know, like, let's see if we could blow something up or not blow something up. Just use this knowledge for
good. What you're going to do there, young fella?
Yeah.
I want x-ray vision. Go home and work on that.
Make sure you have like a cane and a fedora.
And I'll use whippersnapper too, because that's very popular. So Are You Smarter Than Andy's coming up. But Andy, do you remember we played a game last hour and you gave us this wonderful moment?
You see them also in the desert, but it looks like a lobster.
The famed desert lobster. More of Andy's glory coming up with Are You Smarter Than Andy next.
Way up, wake up.
The Andy Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.